Hello, we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud. Let's say our blessing and get on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Tujanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Today is Rosh Chodesh, so I thought we'd do a little bit of Talmud on Rosh Chodesh as it's done in the Yerushalmi. So, in general, the new month today is 30th of Nisan is kind of a half holiday, right? It's kind of the way the days are between the start and end of Passover or Sukkot. You do work on them, but it's a festival day, kinda. They're ambivalent. So we're going to be in Yerushalmi, Tractate Brachot. That's the first tractate in order, Zeraim. We're going to be in chapter 9, Halacha 2. And if you're in the Schottenstein, that's 89b6. Okay, so here we go. Haro'eh et halavana b'chidusha omer. One who sees the moon at the time of its renewal says a blessing, Baruch Michadesh Chodashim. Blessed is God who makes new the months. It's beautiful, actually. It's a pun. Michadesh Chodashim. The root word for both of those is Chadash, new. So it's kind of renewing the renewal. Et Echan. So how long do you say that blessing? How many days do you say the blessing for the new moon? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Ad Shetebra Eik Chatzi Hamateh. You say it until the first quarter, we would say the first half of the sphere can be seen. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, B'Shem Rabbi Yose. So Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chanina say in the name of Rabbi Yose, Ad Shetit Male Pegimata, until it is whole, until the full moon. That's interesting, of course, because we've got two quotes by Rabbi Yose who kind of say different things. I'm perfectly willing to believe that he might have said one thing one way and another thing another way. One of the great things about the Yerushalmi is you get this fluidity of Jewish practice. You know, it's not set in stone. They are not being obsessive compulsive about anything. It's kind of Hakuna Matata, Judaism. I don't know a better way to say that one. All right, so we continue. Now we're on 90A1. Rabbanan de Kesarin Amin. So now the rabbis Kesaria say, Ad Arba Asar Yom. Okay, so that's another vote for all the way to the full moon. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Boon, so Rabbi Yossi says the name of Rabbi Boon, the Ya'ut, that's the correct one. Klum mitmale pegimatam ele ad arba asar yom. So they're throwing their weight behind the second version of what Rabbi Yossi said, right? The moon doesn't look completely made whole up there until it's, you know, full moon, okay? Hakol arba asar yom tzarich levarech. So you have to say the blessing for the new moon all 14 days. Nice. I'd be willing to bet, and if somebody wants to look it up, I'd be thrilled that's not how the Shulchan Aruch takes it. And actually, after I finish recording this, I might just go look that up for myself. It's interesting. I don't know what the Babylonians did with this, but I don't think we won here from the Yerushalmi. Or we just don't do it that way today. Okay, so now that they've finished figuring out what you say and how long you say it, they're going to go on to some other things. B'tfilah in the tefillah, in the Amidah and services, Rabbi Yosef bar Nehoriah Amar. So Rabbi Yosef, the son of Nehoriah, says that in the blessing, in that place, you say, Mikadesh Yisrael, Mikadesh Chodashim. So who sanctifies Israel and renews the months. Okay? But there's another view. Rabbi Chia bar Ashi Amar. So Rabbi Chia bar Ashi says, Mikadesh Yisrael, the Roshe Chodashim. So who sanctifies Israel and the first days of the month. All right, and I do believe that is the one that makes it into most prayer books. All right, so now we have some questions about the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel Omar, Tzarich Lomar, V'Hasi'enu, excuse me. One must recite the prayer bestow upon us, just the same way as you do in the Musaf for festivals. Rav Amar, so Rav says, Tzarich lehazkir bazman, you have to make mention of the season, the Rosh Chodesh, in the Musaf prayer itself. Tanei Rav Hoshaya, so Rabbi Hoshaya taught, Tahayu le'otot ulemoedim uliyamim b'shanim. Right, that's talking about the sun and the moon and the stars in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 14, and I'm going to read you this Art Scroll commentary here, because this one they have it right. Festivals refers to the three pilgrimage festivals. Days refers to Rosh Chodesh. By juxtaposing these two, the verse teaches an analogy between them. Thus, on Rosh Chodesh 2, one must recite the prayer bestow upon us and mention the season, just as on a festival. So the picture you get is that Rosh Chodesh is a big deal, but there's a lot of flexibility in how you observe it. And it's not just something that is in the standard prayer service. You keep looking at it in the sky, and you keep saying your blessing. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.